Metro News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A car plowed into a vehicle guarding the president's motorcade last night, but nobody was hurt. We get more details on exactly what happened, and some charges have now been filed from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
It happened Sunday night when the president and first lady were getting into their vehicle in Wilmington, Delaware. A man crashed his vehicle into a motorcade SUV about 200 feet away from them. The Bidens were unharmed in the incident. Police say the man has been charged with drunk driving and described the incident as an accidental collision. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump renewing a pledge to indemnify police officers accused of excessive force, but he will investigate the Department of Justice.
We will restore law and order to our communities, and I will direct a completely overhauled DOJ to investigate every radical out-of-control prosecutor.
The U.S. Defense Secretary is in Israel as European nations call for a Gaza ceasefire.
France, the U.K. and Germany, some of Israel's closest allies, joined global calls for a ceasefire over the weekend, and Israeli protesters have demanded the government relaunch talks with the militant group on releasing more hostages.
That is correspondent Charles de la Desma reporting. New study says obesity is on the rise in young children.
The study published in today's journal Pediatrics looked at children ages 2 to 4 who were enrolled in the WIC program, which provides healthy foods to low-income families. Researchers say that in 2010, 2.1% of the children in the program were severely obese. 6 years later, the rate had dipped to 1.8%. But the latest study says that by 2020, the rate was up to 2%. The increase echoes other national data, which suggests that about 2.5% of all preschool-aged children were severely obese in 2020. I'm Donna.
This is SRN News. A new poll asked people of faith about the southern border. Here's Michael Harrington with the results.
The Public Religion Research Institute reports that white evangelical Protestants are the most likely to support the use of physical deterrence to keep illegal immigrants from entering the U.S. 74% like the idea. 58% of white mainline Protestants and 56% of white Catholics agree. By contrast, only one-third of religiously non-affiliated people favor physical barriers, followed by 25% of black Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The group International Christian Concern is spreading the gospel in rural parts of India. The ministry has delivered 2,000 Bibles and 20 bicycles to pastors in those regions. None of them have cars, so the bikes will allow them to take the Bibles to people in far-flung villages and on isolated farms. The persecution of Christians in India is currently at an all-time high. This is SRN News. New York's highest court is giving Democrats a chance to redraw the state's congressional districts, a major victory as the party tries to flip seats to win control of the U.S. House.
The question now, how far New York's Democrat-dominated legislature will try to push the boundaries and how far the courts will let them. The process closely watched for any sign of partisan gerrymandering, drawing lines that give one party an unfair advantage, which is forbidden by state law. Republicans are expected to challenge the results in court as they try to retain their slim House majority. Experts say it's unclear where the state's highest court will land on determining what's too partisan. Julie Walker, New York.
Stocks are still in positive territory on Wall Street right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up by 34 points at this hour. The high-tech NASDAQ up by just about 80. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.